Political newcomer Ayla Stanford finished third in a crowded congressional primary for Pennsylvania's 3rd District. WHYY's Corey Sharber was at her watch party and has more.
During her watch party at the North Philadelphia Welcome Center, Stanford jumped to an early lead in the polls after mail-in ballots were counted. But as more precincts reported, she tumbled to third before ultimately losing to State Representative Chris Rabb by more than 20% of the votes. Stanford said she will continue to be hopeful for the people in Philadelphia.
For the young folks, and especially for the women that believed so much in what we were doing, do not be discouraged. So you might shed a tear tonight, but tomorrow joy will come, right? Because we all have a purpose, and we all have a passion, and we all have a promise for the next generation.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
The search for a 20-year-old missing man off the coast of New Jersey continues today. Authorities scanned the water on wave runners and also used a drone and helicopter yesterday. The missing man is from Exton, Chester County, and was home on college break. He was with a friend who saw him lose his boogie board in the Atlantic Ocean near 10th Street in Ocean City Monday evening and has not been seen since. No charges have been filed at this point in connection with a fatal accident Monday. Pennsylvania State Police say a tractor-trailer driver caused the crash along Route 30 in Chester County by striking 3 construction vehicles. The Allen Myers Construction Company says 2 of its employees were killed, another 2 were injured, and have been released from an area hospital. A black bear that has been spotted walking around the Lehigh Valley Sports Complex is now in a much safer area and further away. South Whitehall Township Police said they used stale donuts as a bait to trap the bear. He has been relocated, hopefully far enough so he won't come back.